New figures show there was a bit of a housing boom last month. Builders took advantage of low interest rates in the warmest January on record, and new home construction rose to the highest level in more than three decades. This has not stopped predictions of a housing slowdown, as NPR's Cheryl Corley reports.
There's been a lot of talk about the housing market and a housing bubble and whether or not housing sales and prices will pop. A more appropriate metaphor for what's been happening in the market over the past few years might sound something like this. The country's housing market has barreled along like a souped-up race car, smashing records for home sales. And now the question is, what will 2006 bring? Most economists say 2006 will still be a good year for the housing sector. Increases in home sales and prices aren't expected to crash, but the frenzied road race is over. The housing market? Well, it's not exactly screeching to a halt. It's more like a tapping on the brakes. Michael Carliner, an economist with the National Association of Home Builders, says this year expects something a little calmer and more balanced.
We do expect to see things slow down with housing starts and new home sales down by about 6 or 7% for 2006, but that would still leave things about equal to 2004 and one of the best years ever.
In 2004, existing home sales totaled nearly 6.8 million and new home sales 1.2 million. The reason for the slowdown, according to Carliner and other economists, is a hike in mortgage rates, on average 6.25% for a 30-year conventional fixed mortgage in recent days. Add to that a surge in the number of homes on the market and lofty prices. There are conflicting reports about where weaknesses will occur. Paul Furley, an economist with Chicago-based Harris Bank, says all the talk about a housing bubble may not be overblown. He says there are some local markets in the West, like Southern California and Las Vegas, where bubble market positions have taken hold and are the most vulnerable as mortgage rates start to rise. He says the situation is worth monitoring.
What we're looking out for is, as mortgage rates rise, do we get a slowing in house prices as we would expect? That starts playing out, then I think sort of concerns about housing markets coming crashing down will likely not play out.
Economist Michael Carliner says in parts of Florida and California, there's still more demand for housing than there is supply. He expects areas of the Midwest, especially places like Michigan, to see a housing slowdown.
All the signs are that we're going to see weaker employment growth or no employment growth at all there, and that that's going to have an effect on demand.
Lots of areas might see some coolness in the market, but aren't experiencing any dramatic slowness. A bright spot in the Midwest is the Chicago area, which seems to be in line in what's happening nationally.
This unit is 1,550 square feet.
During a recent open house in downtown Chicago, Wendy Coburn, a realtor with Sutler Sotheby's International Realty, was showing off a pricey two-bedroom condominium. She says the Chicago area building boom continues, but there is a slowdown, and it takes a little longer to get a condo off the market.
A couple of years ago, average market time might have been 50 days. This year, or 2005, maybe it was 73 days. So a slight increase in market time, and that's because there's so much product.
Coburn says even though another 14,000 people are expected to buy homes in the area just south of Chicago's downtown this year, buyers who have more to choose from have become a bit more cautious since the housing forecasts are so different. Charles and Sarah Orlov say they're part of that cautious group. They were checking out the condo. They began their search for a new home just as the housing market started to get red hot. With their three children grown, gone, and raising their own families, the Orlovs wanted to downsize and move from their four-bedroom home on Chicago's north side to a downtown condo. Shocked by the prices, the Orlovs are waiting to find exactly what they want, but say they have seen changes in the housing industry.
Not a bubble bursting and falling apart, but we've seen it sort of slow down.
I think what they're doing is giving some concessions maybe in upgrades and maybe a garage space, things like that, rather than lowering the prices. And that's what some of the things that we've seen.
Right.
The real estate market may gradually be shifting to more of a buyer's market, but sellers are still in the driver's seat. Economists say since sellers are accustomed to expecting exceptional returns on their investments, it may take a while for them to compromise and realize that the housing market of 2006 is different from the recent boom years. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, Chicago.
Thank you. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne.